Well, I remember one specific conversation that I had. I haven't actually thought about this in a long time, but a couple in my church who said, hey, we're thinking for many years we've wanted to build our dream house. And so do you think this would be a wise thing for us to do, given the amount of money that we have and what's going on in our lives and all of this? And I said, well, look, you know, we live in a house. I mean, most people do. And people build houses, and I get that. But when you're talking about you're building your dream house and going way out and be kind of isolated, and this is going to be this wonderful place we're going to live in, but do you think it's possible that God wants you to want a dream house, but the house he really wants you to be dreaming about is the one that he is preparing for you? He's the carpenter from Nazareth who says he's going to and has gone now to prepare a place for us. And so there's nothing wrong with longing for a dream house, but sometimes we don't realize that what we really long for is the house that we really will be happy and satisfied with. Because every dream house, I know people who build in their dream house, and they got in, by the time they got into their house, they were divorced within a year, and the kids are living with one of the parents and not the other. And, the longing in our hearts cannot be fulfilled by anything in this world. It's the next world that's going to fulfill them.